This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the trout fishing world this coming month. And on the bass thing, there's some new lines out I want to talk about. But let's talk about the trout, what's going on right now, what I anticipate to be going on for the next month, how we fish it, the flies we use, and that type thing. On Stony Creek and many of our larger streams, there are a tremendous number of midges. These are the Charonomid midges that hatch usually in the flat part of the pool. The heaviest hatches will be, the last 2 hours of the evening. But they can be hatching at any time. Now, they are so small that in many cases, you'll actually see trout out there sipping something under, and you start looking around for what you'd expect to be a hatch, like a mayfly hatch all over the place, and you can't see anything hatch, and sneak in a little closer or get your binoculars out and look, and come to find out they're feeding on Charonomid midges. All right, now, as you and I go into fish for those guys, we need to make the determination, are they feeding on adult midges on the surface, or are they feeding on the emerger as he comes up off the bottom of the stream to get on top to dry his wings out? Well, actually, it's pretty easy to tell. If you've seen rise forms out there, if he's feeding on the surface, it'll be a little dimple, kind of like you drop the BB in the water. Because what he's doing, he's coming up under that adult Charonomid midge, and he's sucking it in. He goes to the next one and sucks it in. Now, most of these guys really are cruising. They're not on feeding stations in most cases. The hatches really aren't that heavy, so they'll cruise from one to the other. But if you're seeing little tiny dimples with concentric rings going out, that guy is feeding on the adult, and he's sucking it under. Now, standing right there and watching them, if you see a splashy rise, or in some cases you'll see a trout actually jump out of the water, he is taking the emerging form of that true midge as it's coming up from underwater, headed to the surface. He chases that emerger. The inertia of his body throws him out on the surface, up out of the water, creates a commotion, whatever. But if you see a splashy thing going on over there, that guy is not feeding on the surface, but he's feeding on the emerger coming up. Now, if you're fortunate enough to get a number of fish out there feeding on the dries, probably my favorite of all that would be the Mr. Rapidan midge. Oh, probably in maybe an 18, 20, fish it on 6X or maybe even 7X. Okay, even with the way we tie the Mr. Rapidan midge with the yellow wing, that is still difficult to see. What I do is get a regular piece of scientific anchor indicator, cut it back to where I've got a chunk right here in front of me, maybe a quarter of an inch piece of that scientific anchor indicator. I thread that onto my leader and put it about 3 feet upstream of where I've got my dry. I should say up the leader. 3 feet up the leader from where I've got my dry. Then when I'm on the stream, oh, by the way, I always dress my leader when I'm fishing these midges too, the adult midges. I cast it out there, even if I can't see the true Charonomid midge on the surface. I can spot that little chunk of SA indicator like man overboard. Then just, I know if I look, lift my eyes just a little bit, my midge will be behind it. I'm not using the SA indicator as an indicator. I'm using it to help me find my dry. And that is a very, very effective technique. And it's amazing how many big trout you can get on this. My son gets wrapped up in this out west. They're one place we fish on Armstrong's out there. Jeff might get locked into those midge feeders up there right below the spring, and he might stand there and fish for these midge feeders for 3 or 4 hours. I'll go fish the stream someplace else and come back. There, Jeff's still. And in the meantime, he's catching some 20, 22-inch trout. All right, let me get on here a little bit. The emerger of this guy, when he comes up, chases it to the surface, splashes around on the surface, that's when I go to that Mr. Rapidan Olive soft tackle in about a size 16. I'll dress that whole leader down to within maybe 2 feet, 3 feet of that fly. I'll cast to where I saw that splashy rise form. You got two options here. You can let it drift back down, dead drift, strike when you see him strike, or you can use the old Lissering lift. Cast it maybe 3-4 feet upstream before you saw that splashy rise. Lift your rod tip and just kind of lift it as it's coming down. Drop your rod tip back, lift your rod tip up. In essence, what you're doing, you're mimicking that emerger swimming toward the surface to hatch out. Both techniques are effective, but, you know, you're talking about catching some big fish on little flies. There again, as I said, I try to go with 6X, but if they give you a hard time, go ahead and go to 7X. Now, you want to use a rod that has a light tip on it. These new G rods Scott came out, they're fantastic. They have delicate tips, and you could almost corn feel a fish before you'd break a tip on one of those tippets. Okay, let's get on to the bass thing. There are a number of new bass lines out this year, and I've been playing line. The last 2 years, I've really been playing the lines. I find a very important part of my bass fishing, the success is governed by the lines we use. Now, Jeff and I start hitting it, March. Yes, we start hitting the river in March. Now, I admit that's pushing the season. But when you got to fish deep or you've got to fish fast water, that kind of thing, then you need a line that's going to help you do that. So there are three lines that cover probably 99% of my fishing. The new Scientific Angler Mastery Bass Bug line comes from a 6-weight all the way up to an 8-weight. That is the finest fly line I've ever used for bass fishing. And it covers so many of my needs. That's the guy I'm going to use unless I've really got a punch underwater. So the Scientific Angler Mastery Bass Bug line, new this year, and it's, like I say, I was testing lines all last year. All right, the line I use next to the most would be the one that I call it a ID head. I mean that it's got about a 30-foot head on there that sinks, maybe 6 to 8 inches per second. But anyway, it goes down fast. Early in the year, when the water is high, that's probably the line I'm going to have on. All these are on spools of my vest, so I can change back and forth. But usually, when I leave the house early in the year, I'm going to have the Scientific Angler Sonar Sync 30 warm line in a 200 grain. I'm using a 7-weight rod, so a 200 grain fast sinking head line that goes down 4 to 8 inches per second, something like that. Just goes down real fast. That's what my second most used line, and I use the Murray's Fluorocarbon 6-foot 2X sinking line with that because you want to take advantage of that sinking thing. So the floater is my main line. The high D head type thing is my second. Then if I throw a third line in there, I'm going to use the sinking tip line. That, even in the summer, if I'm fishing an area that has a real, real fast riffle or something like that, and I can't get my Helger mites down, I can't get my Mad Toms down, that kind of thing, then I'm going to switch over and go to that sink dip line. And there again, I'm going to use my 6-foot sinking leader on that because you want to take advantage of that sink tip. If you haven't used the sink tip line, which, roughly about the first 15 feet sinks, you want to go to these because they cast so much smoother than a lot of lines. They certainly cast a whole lot smoother than a shooting head, and I do use shooting heads, but the sink tip casts just as smoothly as a floating line. It'll get you down to 4 or 5 feet, and it'll let you punch through those heavy riffles. So those are the three lines I use for all of my bass fishing. The floater's the most, the fast sinking head is my second, and then the sink tip, I reckon I'd call my third line. So if you have any questions on any of this, give me a call and I'll be glad to help you. And we keep all of them here at the store, so just ring me if you have any question. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you so much.